Hey, what's going on, Deeps? It's your man, Big B. I just wanted to take a moment out before we got the show started today to thank you all for your continued patience with us as we fight through our equipment issues and scheduling conflicts and so forth. We want you all to know that we value each and every one of you as listeners, and we appreciate the time that you put in to support this show and sharing it with others. And we want you to know that we in no way take you all for granted. So thank you again and enjoy the show.
This episode of The In Deep Show is brought to you by Tweaked Audio. Go to tweakedaudio.com, put in the code IDS, get yourself 33% off, free shipping worldwide, lifetime warranty. I mean, what you waiting for? You might as well go ahead and do it.
Bitches. The In Deep Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are now in deep.
This is deep.
With Big B, Shawnee, the Queen, Drew Bailey, and Mark, the Dark Wild.
Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are now in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
And I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I
can
smell
it. Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I can smell it.
Back in the studio, the smoke is cleared. We've gathered up the little pieces of what's left from me throwing everything around this bitch out of frustration.
Oh man.
And you know, this episode, as you heard, is brought to you by Tweaked Audio, but it should be brought to you by the makers of Duct Tape and Bubblegum. Yes, Duct Tape and Bubblegum. It's what holds studios together during the hard times. Duct Tape and Bubblegum. Get it at a store near you.
All right, get yourself some.
I am your man, Big B. This is the In Deep Show. I ain't trying to rub it in, Queen, but damn, I wish they could have heard last week's show.
It was fun.
Mm-hmm. It was like high energy.
Yeah,
it was. It was like we got right to the last segment before kablooey.
Kapow boom.
But
that was sad.
Sorry. I'm trying. Tried to salvage.
Yeah.
There's too many gaps.
We got a lot of mo. We got a lot of more.
Anyway, like I said, I'm your man, Big B. I have with me today my crew, Queenie.
Hey yo. Welcome to the show.
And I got Mark the Doc Wally.
What's up, y'all? Y'all know how I do it. Let's get it.
No doubt. So, what's new in everyone's life? Can't really say the weekend. It's been sort of a week.
How about that? Well, me, man, I've been a little under the weather, man. Allergies kicked in, asthma kicked in. I'm pretty much at the latter stage of it now, but man,
I don't really understood that term. Aren't technically we all under the weather?
Are we?
I mean, unless you're on a plane,
you're over the weather. Above.
Okay.
I just wonder how did that term come to existence?
Make it say
to Google.
Deeps is right in. Let us know, where did the saying under the weather originate from? It just seems to be such, I don't know.
Good question. So you're almost back.
Almost. Not 100%. Like 85, close to 90. Because a lot of times when I'm out doing work, I mean, when I overextend myself, I had to stop and like.
You don't have an inhaler?
Well, I've been on a nebulizer pretty much the whole. Actually, I was off Friday. Man, it was tough. But it's coming back to me. You know, it doesn't take me as long to catch my breath as it did last week. I mean, cause what it is once I get my allergy, once my allergic reaction happens, it triggers off the asthma. And when you get both of them together, it's hard to sleep. It's hard to work. You know, sure. But you gotta do what you gotta do. But I fought through it because I'm a what? I'm a soldier.
That's what's up.
That's right. But I made it through the worst part.
A soldier or a Black Panther?
Of both. There's two in the same.
Black soldier.
I'm a Black soldier Panther, motherfucker. Oh, and we didn't tell her we attempted to do a show last week with no profanity. But we may try it again down the road somewhere.
No, we won't.
Yeah. Mm-mm. We're gonna change the incentive.
Right. You want to tell them about it?
Yes. So we're going to do a show where if you curse, you cannot drink.
Oh, no.
Hey. You messed up now, boy. You got the game twisted.
All right, since you sabotaged last week's game.
Shout out to Rude Boy with the Plamato. What was it? It was Budweiser and...
Chalada.
Sweet... unsavory beverage.
Right.
Holy watery spaghetti.
That was horrible.
Gave me gas too. I got home, it was coming out of nowhere. I was gonna get out of my truck. I was like, hey.
That's cause you drank a whole can. Yeah,
right. But you know what? I did mix them because I had some of that other beer too, so I don't know what it was. It was a mixture of things. I was like, man, Jesus.
So the whole fun of it was if you curse, then you take a shot. Of the chelada,
which tastes like shit.
Well,
but
like you said, like a thinned out
spaghetti
sauce. Yeah, yeah, but yeah, like that, yeah. Worse.
And
yeah,
and Doc being one that hadn't found a beer that he hadn't liked yet.
Yeah, I was knocking it down.
Spoil the game.
Yeah. I was right. Knocking it down. Yeah.
We were actually doing pretty well. Like. We got almost, I would say we got to the end of the show before, taping messed up. And how many shots were you in? Like three?
Yeah, three, four, somewhere around there. But I was holding it down, though. I think I did pretty good, you know.
How many minutes?
I think I use most.
How many minutes are we in right now?
We are 8 minutes in.
Have you cursed at all?
Did I? I don't think so.
Right. That's my point.
When you had that bear on the line, you had four curse words by now.
That's my point.
I was trying to get it out the way.
A can?
Pretty much.
Right.
You gotta go
with Dan, what was it? 24, 25 ounces?
25 ounces.
25 ounces.
Ooh, that is so
watery, beerish spaghetti sauce.
But what was that other stuff I was drinking that was pretty good?
It was a hurricane.
Okay.
Was the fruit punch one or the other one?
I don't remember. It was good though. I liked it. I liked it. Did it? I want more of it.
You didn't remember?
Yeah. There you go. That was a week ago. I can't remember shit I did a week ago.
Shit. Oh, I know.
Hey, if it wasn't money in my pocket, or bonus or some shit, damn. I don't know.
All good.
It's all good. There you go.
Anyway, so everybody's weekend was good.
It's chill. Didn't do a whole bunch. I didn't even leave the house yesterday.
You know what? It's funny you say that because Saturday, I got up and had to handle some business with Pops and did that and came back and went to sleep all day. And then Sunday, I slept all day, got out about, geez, 4 o'clock? Something like that. Went to grab something to eat and came right on back home. So I was done. But it interrupted my sleeping for last night. I was just up, just thinking all night.
Yeah, I didn't sleep.
I just voices in my head.
Watched TV. Relaxed.
I know. Well, Power's getting good. Ray Donovan is coming along, man.
I saw the tweets about Power, so everybody was like, "Woo! Wow! Mm-hmm. Can't believe she did that."
Yeah, it's getting good. Getting good. 50 going hard.
Wait, now is he actually on the show?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now he is. He wasn't in the first season. In the first season, he was locked up. But he's out now.
You know,
wreaking havoc.
I have a super regular TV, so I don't.
I'll keep you informed. No, I'm just kidding. I got your back.
No, I'm serious, but I don't have cable. I have like HBO or Stars, because I don't watch it. And I was paying for it for like years, and I was like, why the hell do I still have this shit and I'm not watching
it? I feel you. I'll keep you informed. Anything you need to know, just ask me.
Or I'll go to the internet, but okay.
Well, you know what you got to do.
Hulu. All right. Netflix, whatever. But all good.
All right. Well, let's start the show.
Let's do it.
Like I said, we thank you.
If I hit that ass, you belong to me. Especially, you know what I'm saying? If I come out the little loop, not that little man out the boat, and you get to shake him and shit, and you caress me and grab me real hard and shit, you belong to me.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hey, apparently, Bad Boy Records still going strong. Or they just holding on. What you know about that, B?
Bad Boy.
They got any artists? I haven't heard any.
I mean, they not doing it as big as they were doing it, but they doing it.
Hanging in there.
Yeah. Hey, especially okay. if you've been following Love and Hip Hop, y'all heard, you know, that Stevie J is now back with the team. They're getting the Hitman back together. The Hit Squad.
Okay, cool. But anyway. There's a guy on the roster. His name is Machine Gun Kelly. Okay. Now, 50 Cent was having an event for his, is it Effin Vocker?
Effin, I think
is
so.
That, mm-hmm. Is that how they pronounce it? Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Well, they was having a little, you know, get together with the Effin Vocker people. And Machine Gun Kelly, for some reason, you know, he crashed the joint. And him and 50 Cent, you know, they was real tight. They was taking pictures and everything, you know, with the Efren and everything. And but anyway, Puffy didn't like that shit.
Oh.
Okay, well, see, whenever you're under the Bad Boy label, all you supposed to be talking about, thinking about, or promoting is the Ciroc.
Right.
Okay? But apparently Machine Gun Kelly didn't know that. And, you know, Puffy got pissed. And another thing I didn't know is, like, if you're an artist on Puffy's label, you're supposed to plug Ciroc in, you know, in your rap somewhere. Or just say something about it or do something like that. But anyway, I guess Machine Gun Kelly didn't know anything about it. But, you know, him and 50 and everything, they was taking pictures with the Vodka. Hey, how is it? I know I've had a Ciroc before, but the effing.
Haven't had effing.
What? Not you. No?
I don't go to clubs.
Okay.
Where I assume that it is.
Do they have liquor stores?
Do they? Hmm. Yeah. Well, let me put it this way. I'm not buying it.
Oh, wow.
If somebody had it, I would try it.
Right.
But I'm not venturing out to buy it.
Gotcha. Makes sense. But anyway, from what they're saying is Puffy and Diddy, they got a little beef. You know, about I'm Puffy and Diddy. About Ciroc
Puffy and Diddy.
That's I meant Puffy person. And 50.
Okay. I'm like, Puffy. That's the okay. same person.
You called me that time. All right. You catch me every time. All right. Anyway. So yeah, they got a little beef.
About it? The vodka thing or just...
Well, it's not a real beef. I don't think so anyway.
Probably not.
Just about, you know, they're you know, both of them having
I have a vodka. I
like
have
that.
A vodka.
Right. Mm-hmm. And apparently 50's he's been saying stuff, you know, playing off the rivalry, plugging what is it, effing, using the hashtag no more Puffy Juice. I thought that was pretty funny.
That is funny.
Yeah. Nicki Minaj was doing a concert. Now I don't know if it was Meek's or her concert in Pennsylvania when she introduced Meek Mill as her baby father. Okay. Now, everybody's wondering, is it real or not? What y'all think?
No.
No? No. What about you, B?
Don't care.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not. We'll see. Nah. Just a figure of speech.
Yeah, because I heard something else that said she wanted to be married before she had a baby, so.
Well, all right.
I think it's, you know, just a change direction of the whole Drake.
But didn't I hear
thing.
Somewhere that he gave her a ring or something, or proposed to her or something like that? No?
Maybe he gave her a ring, but I don't know if they. I know they didn't get married. I'm sure we would have seen pictures by now. So I think it was just more, you know, to throw the attention off of Drake
the
and
fact that
meat
he did
thing,
right?
The quote unquote beef.
Okay. Yeah. I guess that makes sense. Oh man, some people coming. Well, not some people, but Empire. Marvin Gaye's son, Marvin Gaye III. Okay, he's coming at Empire. Okay, saying he pitched a show called Diamonds and Ballads. Okay, aka the Sons of Riches to the Writers Guild of America back in 2010. Okay, now it's supposed to be like the hip hop version of Dynasty, the black hip hop version of Dynasty. with a little soprano twist in it. Okay, now word on the street is, I just heard this today, somebody pitched the same type of show before, you know, Marvin Gaye the Third, you know, pitched it. But from a credible source, credible, I'm using credible now, you know, I don't usually say that.
IDS sources or for real?
Credible. Okay. Yeah. See, the IDS sources is like in the middle of credible and not credible. You just got to listen to what I say and you know, make you form your own opinion.
And then go to Google.
Yeah, like that.
Or Twitter.
But, Marvin Gaye the Third, he's getting ready to file a suit against him. Saying that, you know, his thing is patented and pended with the Writers Guild of America. So, I don't know. I guess, you know, after Blurred Lines, maybe.
Man.
How much did they get for the Blurred Lines thing?
I don't know. It was like a million
or something. Millions. Well,
but whatever. He needs to just go ahead and sit down and take a pill on this one. Because, I mean, really. Because if that was the case, really, like, 50 Cent could be like, no, I did this first. Then somebody from, like, what's the Love and Hip Hop people could be like, no, we did this. I mean, everybody could be all over everybody if that was really the case.
But tell me something, though. Now, I don't know if he said he pitched it to the Writers Guild of America, or do you submit them, like, something in paper or you know.
I'm sure. I mean, but that doesn't still necessarily mean it's the same exact story.
Yeah. I mean? I'm pretty sure you have to prove that. Right.
It really would. I would think it'd have to be kind of like that. Remember Vanilla Ice thing? The whole.
Right.
Like, I would assume it has to be something like really obvious for him to be able to, you know, make money. Because remember, there was a lady that came out and sued. Well, I don't know if she did sue or she was going to sue because she said that the character Cookie is based on her.
Right.
And I'm like, okay. Well,
everybody's going at Empire these days.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. So it's like, how can you prove, you know, I mean, now, granted, like you said, unless you have it like patent and it. And it's like the whole idea, but I just wouldn't see how you could do that. So
I think my take on it is, didn't 50 originally go at Empire?
He did verbally.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
But see, you know how thirsty 50 is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he smell blood in the water, he gonna go at. Clearly, mm-hmm. you know, he was shot down.
Right.
So I think the rest of these people.
Yeah, I don't think this one's gonna work.
Like, sorry, but you know, with these questionable judges, you know, I guess in a way, sort of worth a shot.
Right, yeah. Right.
Unless, you know, you mess around and get, you know, if counter sued or something.
I don't see it working for him.
But why? I mean, okay, Empire already had a season. Mm-hmm. Why are you going to wait till now? I guess since it's blowing up. Now all the shots.
You just answered your question.
Mm-hmm.
Since it's blowing up, that's why they're going after.
Oh, okay.
There's money where there's things blowing up.
All right. How about that? How about that? I'm going to bring this up again real quick because the last show was messed up. Just like to welcome Donnie Simpson back to the airwaves. He'll be on 102.3 from 3 to 7 starting the 17th? Yeah, the 17th. 17. I know, Brian, you didn't really want me to get that out there. Yeah, I like Donnie Simpson, man.
Why not?
Well, like Donnie Simpson.
Yeah.
Nah, because you were like, he's not. You know. It's something you said the last show when I talked about Donnie Simpson. You don't remember that?
I thought you said you can't remember what you did last week.
I remember that part.
Uh-huh.
I said I remember some things. Anyway, well, that concludes my diagnosis. You got a lot of more coming up?
Perhaps.
I don't know.
Wow.
You might want to ask.
We have a lot of enthusiasm in the studio today.
You might want to ask the computer if we have a lot more.
Man, y'all scared the shit out of me. I look again.
So far, so good.
So far, so good, y'all. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
On an episode of Hood Times. Previously on an episode of Hood Times, we find out that Junior is selling drugs for the warlord and that he really has a love for chitlins.
Hood Times was taped before a live podcast audience.
Now, when Junior comes home, I want you to be assertive and not abrasive with your approach, okay?
What the hell do you mean? Are you trying to say I don't know how to talk to my children?
Right. Well, sometimes you can come off a little mean and demanding when you try to make a point, Ray. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, baby. Let's make a deal.
What's the deal?
When Junior comes home, I will use finesse and a diplomatic ploy when questioning his whereabouts and his means.
Oh, wow, Ray, that sounds real sincere and well thought out.
Thank you, baby. If his response is not what I want to hear, I'm going to snap his body in two like a breadstick.
Oh, goddammit. That's what I thought. I'll handle Junior when he comes home, okay?
And I'll handle the disposal of his remains.
Hey, what's up, fam? What's in the fridge?
You eating like Rosie O'Donnell, but you look like Pootie Tang.
Dad, you know I gotta keep up my strength, man, for all them long hours at work.
Junior baby, word on the street is that you're selling crack for the warlords.
Is that true, Junior? Because if it is, I'm going to crack your skull so good, hell of a lector would be proud.
That's right, baby. And I'm going to make a dipping sauce to dip what little brains you got left.
Wow. Man, I haven't even pleaded my case yet. Y'all already tried and convicted me. Where's the justice?
God damn it, there's no justice. It's just us. Junior.
That was a good one, baby.
Yeah, ma. That was funny as shit.
Shut up, Junior.
Okay, I'm gonna be honest with y'all folks. I do not sell drugs for the warlords. I'm just a lookout. That's it.
Damn it, Junior. Don't you know that's where it all starts?
Junior, this shit is gonna end now.
But ma, dad, look at this.
Junior, that's over $200,000.
Yeah, and that's just for two nights, for just being a lookout.
$200,000? Okay, wait a minute. Hold on, let me get my thoughts. Okay. I don't care if it's just for 2 minutes. You gonna stop this right now, Junior.
Your mother's right, Junior. This has to stop. If you don't, you gonna have to leave this house.
Well, maybe it's time for me to be on my own. I make my own decisions, too.
Well, if that's how you feel, son, I suggest you get to stepping and don't come back.
Ray!
Fine, I'm gone.
Junior!
Just unfolding the tinfoil, watching the crackheads roll, thinking how it all gonna spark this time.
Broke ass,
rent
won't get paid by itself.
Nigga, you ain't laid off. Welcome back, welcome back. It's IBS. I am your man, Big B. Music is real loud in my ears. Okay, so we're going to get into the discussion portion of the show. And while we were on break, we had we were trying to get just a gang of family on with us. But we're not even going to talk about computers no more. But we do have with us Sir Socks-a-Lot. And
suck it to man now.
And man, what is there a name that you would rather go by? Miss Socks-a-Lot?
Marcia is fine.
Chill out.
What's up?
Okay. I thought you didn't get jealous. Jesus.
Right.
the way Mark said fine.
Didn't a minute ago he said
this is the first time I spit beer in my own studio.
Jesus Christ, boy. All righty.
Oh my God. So
wow.
Who backing up a truck or warming up some Hot Pockets? One of y'all riding around on a rascal?
No, it's my car.
Your car?
Is it a car or a minivan or
a Mack truck?
Right.
No, it's a Prius.
Oh, that's cute. Aww, that's cute.
Okay, so look, we're gonna get into today's topic. Today's discussion, I should say. Mm-hmm. And being that we have the AQ married couple, we're going to throw it to y'all first. Okay?
Okay.
And today's question is this. Can a relationship be real if it hasn't met real adversity?
Not at all.
Nah. That ain't a relationship. That's a friendship.
That's exactly what it is.
Todd, that's my best friend. Go, best friend.
Oh, there you go.
You better.
Want to elaborate a little bit?
Yeah, usually he'll have a lot more to say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I
guess. No, it can't because it hasn't been put to the test. You don't know if the other person is going to have your back. Yeah, all it is a friendship. You're not going through any troubles, no problems.
It's all good.
Yeah, it's just a friendship.
Everybody can deal with the good.
Okay. So with that being said, married couple, why do so many relationships end after adversity, after its first bout with adversity?
It wasn't real.
I think it's too much pressure. They never knew how to they didn't understand the situation. And when you don't understand something, you kind of like try to get away from it, leave it alone.
It just wasn't real. Like, if you can't go through the hard stuff, then
are they not?
Only go through the good stuff.
They not used to outside, you know, slander. You know, maybe other people is in the business and things like. Nigga, I'm on your side.
And here comes adversity.
Remember that pizza I said I was bringing home tonight? You ain't getting none of it.
Right.
Where is that white man that's serving this pizza?
No, I mean other people might be involved in your relationship, and you're not used to that attention, whether it's negative or just, you know, attention period, and you know, it's not real.
Okay, so let me give you a scenario, Sir Socks-a-Lot. So, like, let's just say, let's say hypothetically, like, if you were married, right? Mm. And and let's say, like, your wife, like, had to run an errand or something, right?
Yeah.
And she, you know, was hollering at, you know, a white man selling pizzas or something. I mean, like, how would you get through a scenario like that?
She probably was hungry.
Oh.
Was she just hollering at him for the pizza?
I don't know.
Well, I think we'll get that damn pizza then. I'm hungry too. Let's milk that nigga.
So the level of how you get over it is going to depend on how many slices make at home
with extra cheese
and the toppings, whatever's on top of that pizza.
Well, what if he wanted to give her extra beef?
Here we go.
Mark, this is your second time, brother.
Here we go.
But I thought you didn't get jealous, man. I'm just messing with you, dog.
When I established the line of what not to cross, that just erases that shit.
I ain't gonna say nothing else. All right, go ahead.
Well, I put it to you like this. I know how to cook. I know how to make good home cooking meals. Mm. So I ain't got to worry about her going to no fast food joint all the time.
All right, man.
All right, mans. Y'all hear that? He can cook.
What was that?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's my best attempt at.
Okay.
All right. Crew, y'all want to jump in on this?
Go ahead, Mark. You were
what
ready.
Was the question again?
Yeah, right. I mean, three questions question? Back.
Nah, I'm serious.
No, for
can
real.
A relationship be real if it has not been faced with real adversity?
Oh, okay. No. Hell no. Hell no. I'm going to tell you like this, man. I've been married for going on 17 years.
17 years,
bro.
Okay.
And
congratulations.
I mean, because definitely the air quotes drop off when you get 17 years.
Yeah. How about
that?
And I'm going to tell you.
I met your wife, too.
Yeah, you have several times.
I've like seen her like live and like video. Right. And in person.
Okay. That's a beautiful thing, isn't it?
Oh, this is shot. Oh.
He was like, wait a minute, what? Let me put down the Xbox.
Right. But I'm going to tell you, if you haven't, you know, if you're in a relationship, and I mean, me and my wife, we have been through some knockout drag. I mean, there's been times where we want to just say, look, it's it. Fuck it. You know, I can't really get into detail, you know.
We get it.
But I'm just trying. I mean, but if a woman sticks with you through all of that, I mean, it transcends a point of love to just fucking.
Oh, look at you. That was a dictionary word.
That's the word of the day. Okay. The word of the day transcends.
Now you fucked it up.
Okay, you got it right the first time.
Well, stop giving me the bull. God damn it. But you know what I meant, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I can get deep, you know, when I'm sober.
Which is... Okay, never mind. I was going to say, how many hours out of the day?
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know. I'm like, I as a single person, I like to question, like, what is real adversity? I mean, and I'm, you know... Like, does it have to be something that is so hard for, you know, the relationship to not be real? Like, does That's it have to be a... Said. Okay. Does it have to be a storm? Can it be something simplistic? You know, I mean, and does that depend on the person or the couple? What real adversity is, you know? Because I'm thinking, like, you know, like an example could be you both have a job and all of a sudden... One of you, doesn't matter which one, loses the job. You know, does the person, does the other person have your back and still say, you know what, baby, I'm either going to get an extra job to work this out till you can find a job, or does, you know, the other person say, you know what, I'm going to handle this. I'm going to do the best I can do.
Or you get home from a hard day's work and you find your entire house has been packed up and moved to storage somewhere. And all you have is your clothes in the middle of the bedroom. And the one TV that you bought after college.
Get the tissue.
I don't know what that's about.
Piece of paper for my beer. So. I mean, sorry. We'll talk about that after.
Yeah, we'll talk about that after. Calm down.
I mean, if it's like that, mm-hmm. and then I have been in a relationship, not marriage, but I have been in a relationship when it was like that,
mm-hmm.
and I did take care of that person, you know, and I did help that person out. I mean, granted, we're not together, But, you know, through no fault of, because, you know, that person wasn't working.
Right.
But I still, I don't know, I still kind of feel like without that part of it, I still felt like it was a real relationship, you know? But I guess it just depends on the other person. Like, when you look at it from that perspective, you know, what is the other person, you know, how do they feel? You know, right, are you going to all of a sudden go in a shell and change who you are? Or are we going to keep this moving and work through this, you know?
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. So I guess that's what it means to me. It's kind of like, what do we all mean by real, you know, adversity? You know, are we talking about like, you know, we're now homeless, you know, and but we're going to still stay together, you know, like I was mentioning about the job thing. Or is it like, you know, hey, I came home from a hard day's work and you worked hard too and nobody cooked dinner. So we now we're going to be pissed at each other. Or is it like, it's your job to take out the trash, but you didn't take out the trash. So now I'm going to be pissed at you. So, you know, I think it really depends on the couple, you know, what real adversity, you know, real struggle means.
You gotta have kids to take out
the
trash.
I would think adversity means like you're non-negotiable. Like whatever your non-negotiable is in a relationship, if you can get past that, I look at that as your adversity to get through the relationship.
Okay.
And that's my best friend.
Right. I mean, yeah, but that's
keep,
what I said.
You keep saying that.
Right. But I mean, but know, that's true too. You do. I mean, you do need a best friend thing though.
You know, I like her. I like her. You know, because she's coming up with good answers, and you know, my best
friend.
And he
just throwing
you know,
some shit in the background. You know, yeah, like, I agree with what she's saying.
Exactly, exactly. When usually
that's
when
because
on the show,
that's because I am. I'm the puff daddy of this relationship.
Okay, if you stop puffing, then you will be.
You said she's at football practice, but he cheerleading.
Oh, I didn't. I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
Oh, damn! That'll be $13.
That work.
But I mean, but I do agree with her, though. I think it really, you know, like I said, it depends on what it is to you.
Right. Right.
You know,
and I mean, you know, if you really love that person and you really, you know, care for that person, you're gonna be there. You know, and if there are. If their circumstances change and then you start feeling some different type of way just because their circumstances changed, then you weren't really in love with them. You were just in love with them at the time for what they were at the time. You know, I mean, you got to be there through the good and the bad. And if you don't, then fuck you.
I would love to somehow do a follow-up to this question because, as I said earlier, it seems to me, and I agree, I guess, pretty much with what everybody said in terms of you have to have adversity to see if it's real. But like I said, it's like we all agree with that. And for some reason, I feel that a majority of the people that if I were to do a poll would agree with that. But yet a majority of the people that are faced with that pull the ripcord and bail out the first chance they get because.
You think it's the majority, though?
I feel
well, I think it's because people, it's so much. So many people out there, it's like the access is really like if you're not doing it, then somebody else will. So it's easy for them to react by like it's easier to leave than to deal with the situation, you know? So I could just leave and date someone else and then it's all that whole brand new feeling again and, you know, butterflies and all the rainbows and stuff, but then they don't know how to deal with the really tough stuff. So it's easier to leave than to deal with the, you know, emotional part. Because most people don't know how to really reflect their feelings anyway, so how would they be able to deal with a tough relationship, you know?
Take that, bad boy.
Best friend, my
you
best friend.
You get on my nerves.
Hours too.
This is every day, though. Adversity, right here.
Right. Okay. The struggle is real.
Right, isn't it, though? And I can see the one that she's having over there.
Well, look, okay, so we're gonna put y'all on the spot before we let you go. You know we had to do that because we've been fighting so long to get the Christmas tree on the show. And if y'all don't mind sharing with the lovely listening audience, okay, whoever has the best recollection of how y'all met, like who stepped to who said what? What was
wait,
the line?
I couldn't wait for that.
Now he speaks.
Oh my!
We would rather hear from Marcia.
It's a long story.
No, nigga, make it short. Make it short.
Okay, when we were 18, he said he had the vibe. So the vibe is, ooh, wow. he thought he was feeling me, but you know, I wasn't feeling the vibe at the time. So then fast forward 7 years later, we hang out in Vegas and goes there. But then, like, I think like 2 years later after that, I visit him. And then as I was leaving, he texts me and says, still looking good. And then...
Got her.
Talking and stuff like that. So it was his quote, air quotes, as you guys say, AQs, his game.
Now you want to hear my side? You want to hear the real side? You want to watch this movie in HD?
Oh. Okay.
Oh, God, please.
All right, so look. When we was 18, I told my boy Will, I said, Will, this chick right here, I think she's feeling my vibe. Like, it's a vibe going on between us. But she didn't pick up on it. Like she didn't pick up on them Skype calls. So I was like, all right. So then we fast forward to 2006, right? I was on probation. I wasn't supposed to leave the state. She convinced me to go drive to Vegas, right, with them. So I sacrificed my freedom to be her entertainment in Vegas.
Nigga, right? You went up there to get some weed.
And then we fast forward. She came to a park the day my mom passed away, and she came to the funeral and stuff like that. And then, you know, as she drove away, I forgot to tell her, so I text her. I was like, still looking good. That's how I said it in the text. And she was like, what? You know? And then after that, she was like jocking me. She was like on my jock and stuff like that.
She was on your socks?
She was like calling me a lot and stuff. Like,
please don't believe the hype.
Back then it was AIM. She the just last kept part. All that. She just kept...
Look, most of that was true up until like the hype part.
Oh, so you didn't give me your number?
That was because we were friends. Get out of here.
And you say he's just a friend.
Yes. He answered my number on MySpace, everyone. Okay?
Oh, my.
MySpace.
So, look, I was an internet Billy D. Williams. I got the digits, though.
You know what?
That's because we were friends.
Mm-hmm. Now it makes sense why he was wearing all those socks. He had to hide that ankle bracelet.
That was good.
Now we get it.
Wow.
Now we get it.
Okay.
She knew where you were at all times. Via phone call to the PO.
Right. Oh, you acting up? I got your PO on speed dial, nigga.
That's why I couldn't go to football practice. You had to stay close to the house.
Bring me back the wing.
Right. Throw the pizza over the fence. You know I can't go that far.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Well, look, man, thank y'all so much. Y'all got to come back on with us, man.
I know.
Yes, both of you.
No doubt. Y'all got to come back on.
Anytime.
And chop it up.
Anytime I get off on time.
No doubt. Sometimes we tape late. Sometimes we tape on the weekends. You know. So maybe y'all can, you know, do it so we can get the video fired up and really have some fun.
Marcia, it's just happy to know that you really exist. Thank you. Thanks for sharing.
No worries.
Okay.
Thanks for inviting me.
Let's get that Christmas tree off of this.
All right, y'all. We're going to let y'all go. Thanks again, y'all.
I love y'all, man.
All right.
Bye.
Peace out.
Didn't mean to cut him off that fast.
Okay, I was like, oh.
I'm sorry, man.
It's okay. It's all right.
Y'all know we're trying to get big things popping over here, man. We got, you know, a quick segment that has ran a little bit long. So we want to get one more opinion in here before we get out the segment, if we can. I don't know. See if we can do do some Empire type shit and like hijack other stations, snatch personalities off of other stations. I don't know. Let's see what my 50 Cent game look like. I don't care if you're on another show. I'll hijack you, let you know. Alright, don't look like it's working. So look, we gonna get out of this segment. And got a couple more things before we let you go. Alright, be right back. Today's being black. I swear for some may sound familiar, but it's not. These are just everyday occurrences. So last weekend, not this one just passed, but weekend prior, I went out to grab a little bite to eat before calling it a night. And I went to this restaurant where the bartender was shaky at best. It was like all of this rave about how great this bartender was. So I was like, well, you know, check this bartender out or whatever. She was horrible. So I was in a martini mood. And I said, okay, well, do you have this martini? No. Do you have that much? Oh, you don't. No. Do you? What about? Okay, no. I said, well, how about this? What is your specialty? What do you really crown yourself as making a mean martini of? So she said, well, I mean, there's a bunch. How about this? What about, like, watermelon? Do you like watermelon?
Really? That's it? That's all you can come up with?
Now, here's the thing. I know that there's so many people out there right now that are saying, come on, man. Anybody could have said that. I mean, how you know she's just... You know what the classic part of the moment was? She caught herself and was like, oh my God, I am so sorry. I swear I did not mean it in that way. And
should have just let it go. Let it flow, huh?
I said, you know.
You're like, I'll have one of those.
Actually, you know, she like, after she said that, she was like, oh my God. She was so flustered. She kind of just like, look, I can make a, and whatever she made, and she made it, and it was okay. And I just kind of, you know, I couldn't let the moment go. So I was like, after I finished that one, she was like, would you like another? I said, no, but I would like to try that watermelon that you offered. She was like, I'm sorry. It was actually okay. It was okay.
Man.
But beyond a shadow of a doubt, that was a... moment. So, yeah, it exists. It lives. It breathes. It has legs.
It's right. Real.
And it's going to.
Hey, if you have a being black moment, send it to indeepshow@yahoo.com. Let us know. Or you can hit us up at 202-750-1437.
Absolutely. That's how you do it. As well as any feedback that you would like to give to the show.
Yep.
We didn't get a chance to let you know if you want to, you know, get in on that topic. That's the way you do it.
Yep.
We tried to hijack Lady Ro. We had her on, but with everything going on, we couldn't get the BTG family and her on at the same time. I don't know.
But you know how it is.
I'm done fighting. I'm just hoping this damn thing is recording at this point. But Lady Ro, you know the hotline number. We don't want anything written. Just we want to hear that voice. And in case she doesn't have the number, Queen? working her or any other one that wants to leave a verbal feedback.
Again, 202-750-1437. That's 202-750-1IDS.
Is the relationship real without facing real adversity? I ain't talking about, like, I don't like the fact that you squeeze the toothpaste from the top and I squeeze it from the bottom. I mean,
that can be a problem, though.
That, it can be. That can be an irritant. Mm-hmm. That's usually like the cherry on top of a cake that has been baking, though.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, some real adversity. Like,
we'll post this also on Facebook too. Yes. Go to our show page on Facebook. So feel free to answer the question there.
Answer the question, and if you can, at the bottom of your answer, if you don't want to see your name, just kind of put that, just so we can know. That. Well, we don't really use names anyway.
Or if we do, it's like maybe part of a name. We never really say the real name. Right. I mean, or send us some message.
I don't know. Some people want Shine. Some people don't. I don't know. Y'all let us know. Shit.
I'm just saying, if you're putting it on Facebook, you're okay with it.
Right.
You know what I mean? But if you're maybe sending an email, then we don't have to read your name. Right?
Either way. Right. We just want to hear from you people. Feels good to be back in the studio and getting this show together.
Yes, sir.
Thanks again for the patience.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you. Dr. Two Finger, One Finger.
Hey, let me say. Two fingers to the weather that we've had today.
Oh,
I like to say two
fingers. That's your default
down.
Answer. So that's your default answer.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. And let me see. One finger goes to the motherfuckers down on 11 Penn to keep on giving me a ticket every time I fucking try to service my account, man. You know what? I'm getting sick and tired of them motherfuckers.
You gotta pay for
brother, I gotta pay half of that shit, man. Can you believe that shit? Man, you a brother man is trying to earn a decent living servicing an account, and I always get a ticket at the exact same spot every time, man.
Maybe move some somewhere bullshit. Else?
Huh?
You can't move anywhere else?
The thing about it is, there are other loading zones. They're fucking way around the corner somewhere. I'm not walking all that shit way around the corner.
Can't put like some quarter in a meter?
Or? Let me explain something to you.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just asking.
I'm trying to tell you, man.
I'm asking over
here. No, I'm not. No.
So
no.
You'd rather pay like $25, $50-something versus putting some change in a meter?
But see, even though you can't get that asking. Truck at a meter, because you'll take up like 2 or 3 meters and then they'll charge you.
You'll still get another ticket.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you ain't say that, dog.
You didn't let me say it. You just cut in on my shit and stuff.
I was asking
you
a question.
Just got flustered and grabbed your can.
Right. I was asking a question. I don't know. I don't drive a truck. So I was asking a question. You could have just easily said that.
And that's my two finger, one finger. The power to the people.
Was that both of them? Oh, yeah. Two fingers to the weather, one finger. Okay, cool. Queenie.
One finger to Mark. No, I'm just playing. For his sensitive ass acting.
I ain't
ass.
I'm just kidding.
I'm not putting the one finger on you.
You know what I'm saying? And see, that's another thing I've been meaning to say it to you.
Say it.
Oh, shit.
Say it, son.
God,
say what you gonna say.
Do your thing, Commando.
Okay, really? Okay, never mind. Let's see. So I'd like to say two fingers to everybody that has been hitting us up and, you know, wondering what's going on. Really appreciate that. Lady Rowe, BTG, Kmart, all the homies. Really, really appreciate you guys, you know, tweeting, Facebooking. Really appreciate that. Oh, and I'm sorry, and Rude Boy. Can't forget you too, boo. And let's see, one finger to this weather. No, I'm just kidding. One finger. I don't really have a one finger. So I don't have another one finger, so I'm going to use my one finger and add one more finger and make it another two finger to the people that are in Ferguson marching. And, you know, I send my love and my thoughts and my prayers with you because, you know, we need people out there doing that, and you're super awesome for, you know, representing. So
No doubt. Oh, is that me? I would like to, I'd like to piggyback you, literally and figuratively, but I would like to, I would like to melt you. I would like to,
I'll be leaving now.
No, seriously, just seriously, mad love and respect to, the patience and the love and all that good stuff. Definitely, if I could, I know this is not like a shout out segment, but if I could just real quick, want to shout out, DJ Unknown DJ. Definitely appreciate the love. And yeah, we'll definitely hook up and chop it up and see what we can get done and everything. And but on to the two finger, one finger. Two fingers to, you know what? You know what? Two fingers. This is going to sound weird. Two fingers to the IRS for giving a brother a second chance.
Okay.
One finger to my black ass for being so damn forgetful and procrastinating like a motherfucker to have forgot to resend them my Schedule A, and they just sent me a letter saying that I owe them $2,000 plus. And they said, if you get it to us, we will fix this. So thank you. I know y'all listening because y'all, well, y'all just that powerful.
Like Netflix. If but I say Netflix, what? I wonder if they're going to pop up.
But you know what? Netflix. I don't know if it was a month or two ago. They was talking about the IRS was underemployed and they were laying all these people off. And if you call, you know, you might not get an answer at all. This and all that shit. But they know how to get shit out to you when you owe them money, though,
how
don't
about
they?
That shit?
You know? On time, too.
How about it?
That's some bullshit. One finger to IRS. My name is Shaquille O. Jackson. No, from 75th and 95th.
Like they can't rewind and hear your name have been said 10 times in this.
I quit. I quit.
Oh, shit. His social security number is 217.
I will kill you. Kill the black man.
Yo, we got to get out of here, man. Thanks, peace and love. We got our fingers crossed. We praying that this shit recorded and we can get it out to you. I'm not even going to wait late. As soon as I get finished, I'm sending it. Get it out there, man. Love you. Appreciate you all.
Yes.
As always.
Thank you for pushing play.
Absolutely. Sorry. As always, important, we like to say,
if God woke you up this morning, you can handle the rest of the bullshit.
Hey, Kmart, we know Bell already turned the show off. Let him know about this part, all right? Peace.